B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Should we pay Cam right now? Like, should they, Patriots be talking about an extension? You open up the season 15, you got it done on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
15 rushes, right. 75 yards, what a win, Miami. Follow that up, Seattle, was that Sunday night football or Monday night football?
Sunday night.
Sunday night football. Ooh, it was a thriller. Came down to the end goal line. Y'all ran a damn sweep. That play was terrible. Josh McDaniels.
But anyway, hold on. I can't let you do that. Mickey D's, that's my dog.
I like Mickey D's. I had him. But hold on. All right, maybe so. But here's my thing, right? I ain't like the play call because y'all did it 3-4 times in a row, like the last two
weeks.
Okay, right. But of course, you know teams is going to be scouting.
This is the thing about football, and this is the thing about sports, and this is the thing about analysis and critics. Looking back at it, of course, we always say, if it would have worked, then you'd have been like, bro, then you asking Pete Carroll, like, how couldn't you stop this play?
Right.
We ran it numerous times, but at the same time, when if you playing the Lakers, who you know about to get the ball?
LeBron.
If you playing Golden State,
Steph.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Back when.
No, you got the young.
So for me, I'm like, if that ball was anybody with anybody else, it was a sin.
Cam Newton on the Seattle game. I'm just enjoying that clip for Brandon Marshall, who hates Josh McDaniels. Yo, Josh McDaniels, that play sucked.
Yeah, it's been one hell of a ride here for 20 years. Yeah, it's really sucked. Yeah.
Well, it's just funny. Brandon Marshall still holds some ill will from his time with Josh McDaniels in Denver. Going all the way back to those two guys being together there. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. Let's go to Nate in New York. Hi, Nate.
Hey, guys. I listened to the show a lot last week and kind of talking about Mitch Trubisky as an option. Let me tell you, not a fan of us getting him. And the reason why is because, you know, you look at what he was surrounded with, like an offensive-minded coach, a good defense, Allen Robinson. He even had tight ends. He had secondary receivers. He had, I mean, everything that he could have asked for, he had in Chicago. So I don't think that bringing him to New England at this time would do any good. But, you know, I'm also worried about our draft position and getting anyone other than a Mac Jones, which, again, you know, just the amount of talent that he was surrounded with, same kind of deal. Not really a fit for our team right now. So, you know, you guys were talking about Jacoby Brissett earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love it if you guys could maybe kind of – do a deeper dive into what he would be like coming back to the Patriots, because I mean, obviously in the locker room, everyone loved him. He seemed to be super coachable. And he could potentially bring a winning culture to a team that didn't win a lot last year, just from sheer attitude and, you know.
Nate, good question. Thank you for the call. Nate says he's out on Trubisky. He's in on Jacoby Brissett. So, let's just start here. Trubisky or Brissett? Which guy would you want starting for the Patriots?
Trubisky.
I go Brissett. Okay. What would Jacoby Brissett bring to the Patriots, Zoe, in your mind, if he were the starter day one? Do the deep dive.
He would solidify things. He would be a good game manager. I would hope he would play the way he played out in Kansas City, where he didn't ask him to go out and win games, just make a play or two. Get your offensive line together, because I think they're going to have a really good running game. And then I wouldn't mind him to come here to operate things and then just put a great defense together and go try and win football games.
Yeah, that's at least a plan. We got Jacoby Brissett. We're going to build up our defense.
He's not going to put you in bad positions. He's not going to bounce the ball five times.
We want him to limit mistakes. We want him to hit 10-yard passes, and we think we can win that way. And, all right, at least you got something for now.
Yeah.
There's something there. And Jacoby Brissett doesn't need his hand held when he comes back. He's been here. He understands the offense. Okay, he's got a pretty basic understanding at a minimum of what it is they are asking him to do here. It is not speaking a foreign language when he comes through the door. He doesn't need to have that adjustment period. It's, oh, okay, it's like riding the bike. I just got to get right back into this stuff again. Different language from what, and I don't even know how different it would be from what he was doing in Indianapolis, but hey, I'm back.
West Coast. Yeah, Reich's West Coast.
I'm back. I know what we got going on here.
But it would have to be as a starter, because we've talked about him here as a backup. And to think that Jacoby Brissett could come in here and do something that's going to fundamentally change the culture in that locker room.
That's as, another guy you could add as to a the backup list of 32 that Cam wants to name that we could find eight more backups.
And, I would take him. So, I would absolutely take him as a starter.
That's why I said
He's got to be, it's got to be as a starter, because just having a guy in the locker room, I mean, you've got good guys in there. I mean, you've got them, you know, last year you had them McCourty's. You had Matthew Slater. So what?
You
got to have a good quarterback, and you got to have some other players around him. You know, the best attitude in the world is not going to help you win that many football games if you are fundamentally lacking in personnel.
Yeah.
Jamal in South Boston on the Patriots quarterback situation. Jamal.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good afternoon.
What's up, J-Dog? What's going on?
What's up? Hey, Zolak, you know, I like you a lot and everything. I listen to you. I think you bring, I guess you bring the comedy to the show and stuff like that. But
I try to be there. When we put this together, Beetle, drive the bus. Hardy, inject entertainment. Me, be comedy guy. Yeah.
The reason why I call him, because I listen to you every day when it comes to Cam Newton. And it ain't no racist thing. I'm not going to go into no racist thing, anything like that, because I know you're not like that. But
you ever hear me talk about Tim Tebow and Johnny Manziel? Johnny Manziel?
Yes. All day.
But I call like I see it.
I just want to know your personal bandana with Cam Newton. That's all I want to know, because you go with the two people you just mentioned, it seems like you go harder on Cam Newton.
I know he's our quarterback.
New England, he wasn't the best, and I got aggravated with him too. Trust me, but for some reason, I listen to you. It's like you have like a bandana, a real bad bandana against him, and I just want to know what is it?
Yeah, Jamal.
I don't think he can play the position.
How did
this
Cam
level.
Newton hurt you? What did Cam do to you?
Who?
Cam Newton hurt you somehow?
Oh, me? No.
Yeah, you. What did he do to you?
What was the caller's name?
Jamal.
I think this is at the root of a lot of these questions, because we got him on Patriots.com last year. I'm sure you got him on the pregame show.
This has nothing to do with
the
race.
Postgame.
One really calls us pregame.
Oh, that's right. You don't take any calls.
We rarely. Yeah. We only have a few segments that we can do.
You guys know me. I've been doing games for 8 years. If a guy stinks, I call it. If a guy's good, I call it.
But here's what it is with Cam. How can you show anything approaching venom or even dislike such a likable guy? And there are a lot of things about Cam Newton to like. I get it. And
this has nothing to do with him being a bad guy.
I know. Personally, I do
you want
like
him back 16 games again, Hardy. Do you want to do a pre and a post show?
I like all the stuff personally with Cam. I like his game in his MVP year of 2015. I like his attitude. I like so much of this stuff. I liked his accountability after 99% of the time he was accountable. He would ask, he would answer questions. He would be there. He would face the fire. I don't like the idea of another full season with him as your starting quarterback, with Bill Belichick and the Patriots seemingly dead set 100% on him being the guy. I still don't understand it. I don't understand. They got themselves in that position, and I don't understand how they could be considering doing it again.
You fix your mistakes. And this would be my message to Jamal. If we could pull up the games that Bob and I have called against Cam when he was with the Carolina Panthers, and I was overwhelmed with the Superman comments, and credit him for that best player in the league type stuff. He's not that anymore. He's on our team now, and we saw it for 16 games, what it is. I just don't want that this year. It's that simple. He just said there's 32 quarterbacks in the league that are better than me. We could come up with 8 to 10 backups that are. It is what it is. That's all it is. You guys watch the product. You watch the games. Have you ever seen a guy bounce the ball as much as he has on incompletions, the players that were actually open? The answer is no. So what do you want me to do? Yeah, it slipped out of his hand, that one. He must have had
not be so angry at Cam Newton. Cole in situ.
Because we're going to do that. And Jamal, we're going to do this until March, till the beginning of the new year. Tomorrow you could start designating franchise players. So maybe they should just designate him the franchise player and take it out of all of our hands.
See,
so we won't have
there
to call
you are, Dan. Very upset. Very upset.
I'm not upset.
To the point where you're suggesting.
I want the team to get better.
Ridiculous things.
That's all I want. I am a Patriots fan. I want them to I want them to punch back. I want Bill Belichick to punch back. I want him to find the best guy available.
Let's go to Cole in Scituate on the Celtics. Hey, Cole, thanks for hanging on. Cole.
Oh, yeah, no problem. How are you guys?
Go ahead.
Good. How you doing, Cole?
Oh, yeah. I was just saying, I was watching the Celtics the other night, and Kemba Walker just completely sucks. He's so bad. It's hard to watch. Like, throw me at point guard. I'll do better than him.
He is not playing well.
You didn't have fun yesterday hearing the mic'd up stuff?
He is not playing well. I'm sorry. He is just not the player he once was. And we all probably overrated him when he signed here to begin with because we were happy it was anybody not named Kyrie. And well, Kemba Walker's had a very respectable career. We overrated him. And now he's breaking down a little bit. And I'm sorry, he's just not the player we thought he was going to be. He's not. And it's part of their problem. Part of the team's problem. Where the Celtics are at right now. Brian in Florida. Brian.
Hey, guys. I heard your take, and it kind of going off that, I think that's why Jalen's frankly upset and everyone else. I mean, if you're Jalen and Jason Tatum, wouldn't you be upset that you two are scoring more than half the points and then everyone else is just playing like crap, essentially? Like, that's, I think, is just his frustration boiling over, and I will agree with it. I agree with how he's feeling. He's upset. He's pissed, frankly. And I'll hang up and hear what you guys got to say.
Was Brown good last night? I'm just asking for a friend. What do you
yeah,
think of his
he scored him and Tatum. He scored over 20. Him and Tatum scored for more than half of the points than the Celtics had, as he has been doing.
Okay. I mean, I just don't know that that would be the night that you look at and say, oh, no, he was really good. Why don't we pick that up on the other side?
Can you guys have Murray bring his honk, honk, clown horn in the
that just speaks to a
whistle.
Terrible NBA like, attitude, too. Oh, I'm good. The other guy I play with in Tatum is good. The rest of the team sucks, so I'm gonna be a jerk. Oh, okay. Well, you were 7 of 23 tonight. So what in 3 of 10 from three? And we're supposed to celebrate you because you had 25 points? You weren't all that great either, boss.
Yeah, I'll take Zion's end results.
No, you're allowed to throw your teammates under the bus on a 500 team because you're one of the better players on a 500 team. Guess what? In the grand picture of the NBA, you're not that good either. I know you want to play in the All-Star game in a couple of weeks, but guess what? Your team isn't that good. You're one of the you're one of the big fish in the small pond of being the best, one of the best or the best player on a bad team. Oh well, excuse us. You're right. Have all the bad attitude nights you want. How dare we question that? No, good attitude. You're right. Way to go. Thumbs up, Brown. Thumbs up. At least Tatum doesn't have that thing going on. He doesn't have that. We'll get back to your calls. Today's takeaways coming up later this hour.
This is why you do the show. You take chances, you give takes. Sometimes they blow up in your face. You look like a complete idiot. We've all been there.
The pie in your face.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is the telephone number. Thoughts on Celtics. Thoughts on the quarterback situation for the New England Patriots. That's in the mix.
Thoughts on Dusty Gooch.
That too. You want to add more to that? You want to explain that for those who don't know?
Yeah, I just thought it was hysterical. Like when he first had him, like right up in the truck, it was Dusty Gooch. And then later when he's waving, it's Dusty R. Gooch.
I heard you trying to squeeze it in before the break, too.
Put his middle name in there.
Yep. Uh-huh. I heard you a couple of breaks ago trying to squeeze Dusty Gooch in right before we cut off. But
there it is. They got it right this time. This is R. Gooch.
To perform your the national anthem, please welcome three-time Grammy Award-winning and multi-platinum selling artist, Pentatonix.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's
first
gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
Delightful when it kicks in right there, isn't it, Hardy?
This is what they're resorted to, huh? No nice. Christmas special this year.
Nice.
You're going to go sing that in front of an unwatchable first period?
I watched it. No problem.
What confounds me?
I got a good TV, so it's all set.
What confounds me is that you hate Pentatonix, but love Mannheim Steamroller. In terms of culture, they're like in the same category.
Nope. Get Jim Louth.
Yes.
You get Jim Louth down here right now.
It's unavailable.
Corporate meetings.
Oh. That's an inside joke with James and I, because there's a guy I used to work with in radio that loved Mannheim Steamroller, and I just made fun of him every day for it.
You don't like Mannheim Steamroller?
I can't stand Mannheim Steamroller.
Okay.
I'd put them in with them. Same thing. Yeah. That's all, bud.
No, I thought it was very nice.
Delightful.
Nice it was job. Adequate for the day, I would say.
Nice. Good harmony.
Great scenery in that first
reminded
period
me of a barbershop quartet. Oh, yes.
After the sun went down, it was
even
beautiful.
After the sun went down.
Of them just standing there nothing behind them was outstanding. They couldn't put them on elevated stage with the mountains in the background.
No, they wouldn't.
Nobody pre-thought that.
They wouldn't even allow our engineer to stand up.
I can't wait for the stories of him when he gets back, Dennis Stutzman, because he will
face the ice.
The truth. He took pictures and put them on Facebook of what a low-budget project it was.
No, it was fine when the sun... You're right, though. It was fine when the sun went down. It was almost as good as watching an indoor game at the Garden. It was almost that good in terms of a viewing experience.
Neil and Taunton. Hi, Neil.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Just wanted to give a quick call about the quarterback situation.
Yeah.
With this QB carousel going around the NFL in the offseason, if Deshaun Watson ends up in Carolina, could you guys see maybe Bill making a play for Bridgewater? It'll probably be a pretty cheap option as far as giving up assets goes because of his higher contract.
Well, what are you going to pay him?
Well, I mean, he gets $22 million a year, you know, unfortunately, but we wouldn't have to give up too much to get him, right? We got room in the salary cap.
All right. Right. Would you take on Teddy Bridgewater at that salary if you're the Patriots?
I'd take on Jimmy Garoppolo at that salary with the Patriots. 24.5. I'd take that on. I'd take Teddy Bridgewater, though. I would.
What if Jimmy G's not available?
I'd take Teddy Bridgewater. Could you imagine that offense with Matt Rhule and his play calling? If he gets Deshaun Watson, I think that's what he's looking at. Ooh. Carolina could be a... They could be in the mix if they get Deshaun Watson.
Tony in Andover. Hi, Tony.
Yeah, guys. Listen, Zoe, I have a question for you. Sam Ehlinger. I could see them picking him in the second or third round.
Did you call last week?
No, I didn't.
Okay, somebody called the Ehlinger point last week. I thought it may have been you.
No, that's not me. 6'3", 225, Austin, Texas. He's phenomenal. I mean, he would be perfect. Plug him right in. And I really don't understand.
They're not going to plug a third rounder just right in. They already got that guy in Stidham. I mean, played the SEC, played at Baylor, played in those offenses.
I don't understand what you see in Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, he was good, but he's very injury prone, and he's not tall.
Well, I watched him a lot for 4 years. I've talked to people that have been around him. Caught a couple of his games where he's looked really good. And to be ingrained in this offense, in this system for 4 years, and to have it trend, and have everybody tell me how seamless it is when Tom had days off. I'd like to have one of those guys instead of having somebody to come in day one, and Josh has to start all the way over at ground zero with that guy without having a clue who the weapons are going to be. Josh has got his hands full. It's going to be, if it's going to be another guy other than Jimmy.
Justin in Springfield on the Celtics. Hi, Justin.
How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I don't know if you guys touched on it, but it seems like every time they take out Robert Williams and put in Tice, it seems that we lose our lead. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm the only one that's seeing this.
No. You're not the only one that's seen this. He needs to play more. Robert Williams, the Time Lord.
Yeah,
he needs to be in there. But apparently the workload has been managed, Justin. You're not wrong. It's a very valid point. Because he's got cramping that could be an issue. Did you see these comments?
Is it related to COVID?
So Brad Stevens says he's got a hip issue, and he has an artery condition that causes crampings, and if it continues, it could require a procedure if it becomes a major issue. And so they are trying to manage his minutes now with the hip so that he's available for more minutes later in the season.
So they're managing him. They got Kemba with the bad knee. They get a 24-year-old Jaylen Brown that's got tendonitis in his knee. The hits keep coming.
So, yeah, he does need to play more. However, he may not be able to play more. Because he's got a hip thing.
I consider that
a
problem.
Artery issue. Yeah. Which, don't like the sound of that one bit.
Ah, you throw a stent in, he'll be all right. I'm kidding.
Jaylen Brown. So here's what the Celtics have going on. Lack of coaching and adjustments. I'm going to make a list.
Yep. Blown leads. One A, blown leads, yeah.
Lack of coaching is first thing, and adjustments. Let's call it coaching questions. They don't have that.
You got a haircut.
They don't want to be accusatory.
They have a point guard who's paid a lot.
True.
But can't play back-to-backs.
We got to put knee.
Bum knee.
No back-to-backs. I'm like, yeah.
Wouldn't have played the second overtime last night either.
I caught that after the game.
Can't play double overtime games.
Okay.
Two OTs and isn't that good? Let's put that in there.
And was 1-for-12 from three-point range yesterday.
1-for-12. Okay.
You got a rookie in Pritchard that is the later of the two first-round picks that is better than Neesmith.
Yeah, but that's not an issue. That's just
what it is. That's called drafting rookies in the middle and late part of the first round.
What are the potential problem areas right now? Coaching questions.
Yep,
point guard with the injury and the inability to play too much.
Jaylen Brown thinks he's better than he is.
Again, that now you're getting into opinion.
Okay, let me take that out. I will retract that statement. Bad attitude. Okay?
That's more factual.
Bad attitude. No, that is Jaylen, no comment, Brown. Okay? All right. Who else do we want to add? We want to add Jason Tatum.
Yep.
Jason Tatum.
What's the problem with Jason Tatum?
Plays hero ball. Jacks fadeaways when there is a lack of coaching.
Doesn't hit offensive boards and seems just to be the same guy emotionally every day.
Just on your list, Beetle, instead of emotionally flat. No, you say Jason Tatum.
Flat, steady.
Plays hero ball, see issue number one.
Yeah, right. That goes, again, back to coaching. I understand that. Coaching is a real problem right now. Then we have Robert Williams, Time Lord.
Throw Marcus Smart in, too.
Well, we're getting there. Robert Williams. We're just talking about the guys who played last night.
The guys who are playing in the last 3 weeks.
Robert Williams, hip. Limited minutes.
He has a hip.
Okay. I'll put my hand up on my hip.
What do we want to say about Tice?
I don't even want to address Tice.
Not.
Don't do pregame handshakes.
Good. Tice, covered.
It looks stupid.
Okay. Marcus Smart.
Look away.
I'll put him on the list now. Marcus Smart, injured and unavailable. There's that.
but becomes angry elf at sometimes.
Well, so maybe we're understanding why.
And thinks he can shoot at the end of games.
Who else do we want to talk about on the roster? Who else do you want to address?
I think it's covered.
And have, you know.
Oh!
What? Who, oh, Jeff Teague. Jeff Teague.
Teague?
Let's put him on the list. Horrible signing. Should be released. let's put that down.
Do you have anything on Tristan Thompson?
Had a decent weekend, but underwhelming.
Underwhelming
is what I would say.
Which I was warned about. I expected a bit more, but I was told prepare to be underwhelmed by the 2021 version of Tristan Thompson.
And then you want to just plug in the like that long list of other guys, the Romeo Langford, Carson Edwards, Javonte Green, Shemi.
I don't know that we need to.
They're just guys. They're just bodies. That's just filling out
on the
roster.
Pronunciation of Shemi or Shemi?
It's Shemi. It's Shemi. We confirm that. Yes.
Okay. Well, we got one problem fixed.
So, again, this just goes back to it's an okay team. And when the coaching isn't there and the adjustments are not there like last night, then it really looks bad. And you put it all together and you blow leads routinely. This is, you know, it reminds me of going back to Miami and how frustrating it was to watch the Miami series and watch them struggle in the fourth quarter. This is a carryover, is it not?
Yeah.
I think it's a carryover from the playoffs. They can't close. Nobody can. Coach can't close. Players can't close. They're all guilty of it.
You can only write it off so many times, too, to teams always make a run in the NBA. Like, come on, 24 points against not a good Pelicans team. They got a couple of good players, but that's not a good team. Look at their record. Look at some of the losses they've incurred this year.
Hardy has our headlines, I should say.
Yeah.
And takeaways are coming up, so don't go anywhere. Solak and Bertrand at 141. Make sure you go to our website, 985thesportsup.com. And get all the latest in our newly redesigned website, 985thesportsup.com. Download the app. Make sure you're streaming us and tell your smart speakers to play 985thesportsup.com. Alex Barth has a story up there right now on five potential pre-free agency trades. For the Patriots, some trades that the Pats could pull off between now and free agency, which begins in less than a month. So, less than a month. We're almost there.
Yeah, and Rapshi a little something, about 15 minutes ago. It looks like Godwin and Galladay are going to stay put. Probably going to get tagged tomorrow.
So that means two guys off the market.
The two biggest. Yeah, the two biggest except Robinson. Yes.
0-98.
No, go.
On those two.
So you can always draft the receiver.
Liam's in Scituate. Liam, what do you got on the Patriots?
All right, so bear with me now. I think the Patriots screw getting any other quarterback, screw drafting one, screw signing one, screw trading for one, right? Start Jared Stidham or Brian Hoyer. Stay on that wave. We'll do fine throughout the season. I don't think it'll be a problem at all.
You don't think it's a problem at all? You think they'd be good?
I think we would be good. I believe in Stidham. I think you should, too.
Based on what?
The fact he dressed instead of Hoyer. Hoyer never even dressed again after the Kansas City game.
I know that was happening.
Okay, but why do you believe in Stidham? It's a good question.
I just see he has the heart in him.
Heart.
I can't believe it. He's got a heart.
We might as well take this other call from Liam in Westfield. Liam.
How good the salad tasted when his wife asked him? How good that salad tasted? Good.
I want to let Zoe know that the NHL brought back Mr. Gooch Saturday and Sunday, as well as the anthem was sang on Saturday by Aurora C. Gooch. Thanks, guys. See you later.
Nice. I just like the fact that Gooch, it's like Wally, the moose out front. Wally World just stands there and waves. Gooch. A lot of good shots of him there.
I'm starting to think more about what he said about Stidham. I think he's got the heart. Can't.
At what point did you see him have heart?
Well,
this year, when the hip was sore, when he elevated people, when he got in the huddle.
It took a lot of heart to show up every day and watching a completely ineffective quarterback go out there game after game after game and have your team know that they thought you were worse than that. It takes a lot of heart to show, to be
able
to walk
like that,
to walk around with your head still held up high.
Yeah. Nolan is ice fishing, but he's got a Patriots thought. Are you in the little shack there right now?
Yes, I am.
Where at?
I am behind the Wilmington Target.
Oh, nice.
You're ice fishing behind the Wilmington Target.
You want to call Adam Jones at 6 p.m.
I want to hear more about this.
617-779-0985.
As in Wilmington, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Okay, and you're out on a, what is it, a lake, a pond? What are we working with there, kid?
We are out on a lake.
Okay.
Why aren't you on hybrid, or why aren't you in
school?
Why
are you at school?
So, we were on vacation, and we haven't got our test back.
Oh, so you're
sitting
nothing.
It out. I got it. Okay. All right.
I should not have my kids. So what? Send the floor to come back, and you know what, guys? You ain't doing nothing.
Nolan, tell us what the younger generation thinks. Who do you want at Patriots quarterback? What are the kids talking about?
I don't think taking Jimmy Garoppolo is a good idea.
All right.
Why not?
He gets injured way too much. I think Bill Belichick should take Marcus Mariota. I like the way he looked in Tennessee, and I like the way he looked with the Raiders. He can throw and he can run.
One of our better calls.
I'll tell you
today.
What, this is better than
you
that
know what,
Liam
Nolan, and all today.
Liam, you made some points. You're seeing things that you like. It's all good.
I still understand why you're. Why you're not in school. Don't you have a remote option. Isn't there a remote option at your school?
It's better to be fishing.
I was supposed to be doing that, but instead I told my dad,
let's go fishing.
He said we'll go away fishing.
I love it. Your dad's my champ. He's a champ.
There
are life lessons to be learned sitting on that frozen lake or pond behind the
think,
target.
Tom, you think they should go out in the middle of the lake, drill a hole, and wear their masks? Is it cold
enough?
He can
throw and he can run.
Better than what Liam said, which is he's got hot.
I don't know. He's going to give a bunch of fish COVID. I wouldn't eat any fish out of that lake for a few months.
You take it home and somebody cleans it. What if he touches it? And the next thing you know, you give it to one of the families next door. We got too many fish.
Right.
But we're skipping school today because, you know.
Because I told my dad I wanted to go ice fishing. So, you're supposed to go to school. You tell your dad you want to go ice fishing instead. What would your dad have said?
Let me tell you, not a fan of us getting him and a winning culture to a team that's
your nonsense.
Let's go to
Shackley protein on my cereal drive.
I listened to the show a lot last week and
Nolan,
talking about Mr. Biscuit. Not really.
It is not speaking a foreign language when he comes together.
No, call back anytime. We could come up with it. I am a Patriots fan.
Liz,
I can't wait to meet his dad.
We were happy it was anybody not named Kyrie. For Zoe. What do you got for Zoe, Liz? Kemba Walker's had a very respectful.
Tomorrow
you
can start.
I just wanted to thank you for my cameo for Valentine's Day.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. I appreciate that.
It was great. My husband gave it to me. I was sitting at the Tuscan Grill in Newburyport.
Kisses all around.
Nice.
Still coughing over there?
I mean, a courtship.
Thing about it could potentially bring it.
Put a great defense together. And go try and win football.
If you were the starter,
when's he supposed
Dale?
To be back?
And to think that Jacoby Brissett could come
in.
Credit him for that.
I don't remember hearing the crunch of a courtship immediately preceding that cough.
So what? Three.
Of course, I'm sure you got bags of snack bags and chips all over that house. That doesn't prove anything to me.
I'm in the wrong bed.
Uh-huh. We'll see.
Rob in Exeter. Hi, Rob.
Hey, I can't do another quarterback with just a heart. I need an arm, and that's number one in my book. I can't watch overthrowing, throwing only to one side of the field, into the ground. I need an arm, not a heart.
I need both.
Yeah. I don't think you're out of line, though.
I need the guy to be good and have a little juice, you know? A little bit of both. Never hurts at the quarterback position when you have the arm and you have the moxie.
What's the name of that movie? Right? With the woman and the Tin Man and the line and all that?
Dorothy?
Yeah, Dorothy.
Wicked?
What? What? Whatever the name is. Rank it all. What's most important? Heart? Bravery?
Courage? Yeah. You're one of the
courage. I heard you trying to squeeze it in before the
to perform.
You know, that in front of bounds me is that nice you hate
Gary and Raynham. Gary,
hi Gary.
What's up, Doug?
What's up?
You had it right talking about the Wizard of Oz. How about Jared Stidham goes to see the Wizard and asks for a brain and an arm so he can play quarterback in this offense? Give me a break with that.
I can't believe it's only Monday.
Let's do the takeaways.
I am shocked. I am shook that it's only Monday.
I'm going to shorten up my week this week.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Very funny. Adjustments.
Guys. Open and close. Because they've been closed.
Today's takeaway is brought to you by Wink 180 Weight Loss, has now helped over 13,000 clients take control of their very own weight. See their success stories at awaken180weightloss.com. Click the Learn More button and start your very own success story. Right
okay, then. Let's get right to the takeaways. We're starting with what, T-Bone? What are we starting with?
A little anniversary today.
Anniversary, 41 years since the Miracle on Ice happened. So you watched it the day it happened?
Oh, yeah. Never forget it. On a tube TV.
How could you see it?
Were you able to follow the puck? Now he's mad.
Yeah, I was filmed in a real arena.
In case you forget how it went, this is how
artery condition.
In a colossal, cramp-finalistic sense, I'm sure this game is
No, you're not the only one. Justin.
But manifestly, it is a hockey game. The United States and the Soviet Union on a sheet of ice.
Instead of flat. No, you see, Jason.
And it was deflected in from the point. The Soviet Union takes a 1-0 lead. Kasatkina's slap shot was deflected in past Craig. Pavlik up ahead to Schneider. Slap shot goes in for Schneider. 23, leaving it for Makarov. He tried to get it back to Golikov, then gets it back and scores. And the Soviets take the lead 2-1. Long shot, the easy save by Krediak, but Johnson is there and scores with 1 second to play in the period. Balsev on a breakaway. Balsev gets it by Craig to give the Soviets the lead. This power play opportunity, 13 seconds left in the penalty. Big shot from Dan, spotted by Johnson. They score! 3-3. The United States and the Soviet Union with 11:21 remaining in the third period. Long slap shot, saved by Mushkin.
The U.S. team is depending a little bit too much now on Jim Craig. He's making too many good saves.
As a headline, I should say. And takeaways are coming up. So we're going away.
Morrow is back there. Now Johnson, 19 seconds. Johnson over to Ramsey. The Legionov gets checked by Ramsey. McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose. 11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz.
We have nothing like that now.
No.
Nothing at all.
You know what I think from that?
What?
How much has Al Michaels made since that night?
Probably.
That's a young Al Michaels on the call.
Healthy sum of money.
Yeah. 41 years. That dude is the number one play-by-play guy.
You know, a lot of people
don't
know.
Stays at the Four Seasons and calls his own shots.
A lot of people don't know. The Russians were favored in that game.
Were they?
They were heavy favorites, yes.
Right. Kidding me.
If you played them 10 times, how many times do you think they'd beat us?
Some say the Russians would have won at least half of them. So
I thought it was 9. But not tonight.
Not tonight, boys.
Not tonight.
Back tomorrow.
That's a good
at 10,
start to the week. Right,
tomorrow's only Tuesday, yeah, which is problematic. Bunker Mavs are next. A re-entry Monday for those guys.
Hope see you guys.
Great afternoon. So we'll see you tomorrow, and maybe we'll get you in here later this week.
Simulcast tomorrow. I'll be in on Wednesday. See you guys.
Really forcing that Wednesday thing. I don't think that has managerial approval yet. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.